She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight.
Typically, I would not start the show with a text from the talking text line. But there was one sitting here waiting for me on the Carblues talking text line.
Already?
Sent at 6:35 this morning from my guy Caleb from Horica. And really, it kind of encapsulates everything perfectly, so I feel like I need to read it.
What'd you say?
I said that in your ear.
Oh. Some kind of arrogance. I didn't know what it was.
I said HorrorCon arrogance.
Oh, the con.
You text from HorrorCon, you go right to the front of
you
the show.
You go front of the line, yeah. Front of the line.
Do know him.
I do know Caleb, yes. I do know Caleb from HorrorCon.
Well, what did he say?
I think we should be taking today as a mini Victory Monday. On the mini buy for a couple of reasons. One, Packers didn't lose this weekend. Two, the Bears still suck. Three, Lions look good, which makes the Packers' defense look even better. Four, the Vikings suck too. Enjoy it. Love the show. Go Pack Go.
That's fair, but we're already on to the next game. Celebrate Friday, Saturday, you're on to the next one.
Well, as a player.
Well, I was a player.
I hate to break this to you, pal.
I'm not a player anymore?
You don't play anymore.
I don't think you lose that.
Obviously, you did not.
I don't think you should.
I'm not saying if you should or shouldn't. I don't know if other players do or do not. I have just spent the majority of my time, you know, again, I don't know if I've spent, obviously, no other former player, as much time as I've spent around you. So based on you, if yes. You're the normal, then yes, people do not lose that.
Okay. Well, let's peel it apart. Yeah, the Bears are terrible. I mean, it's just, they're such a stupid organization.
Yeah, and it's
they're
glorious.
Just dumb. Because, so Josh, didn't you say in our little meeting that they just extended polls like a couple months ago?
Yeah, I believe it was circa like 2 months ago.
You know?
Because he hired Ben Johnson.
I know, but they should just, you know what? If your organization is that bad, you clean everything. You clean house.
Yeah. Well, again, the mistake that was made was when you had the number one overall pick, do a hard reset. Clean house then. New general manager, new head coach, new presumably quarterback. And maybe they still take Caleb Williams. I don't know. But at least everybody's aligned. And you have a runway with that new crew.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't take Caleb Williams. Who knows? But the fact that they decided to do it the way they did in these like little stuttering spurts of, okay, we're going to keep everybody but draft. All right, well, our head coach is better. All right, we got to fire him, hire a new head coach. I mean, Poles is clearly the next one to go. This team stinks.
But they were supposed to have fixed the O-line. Their O-line is terrible. Now, coaching, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Assistant coaches, A, they're tough to get good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got a when you just don't have good ones, it shows, you know? Because if you took that offensive line and put it in Green Bay, it would be better than if they were wearing Bears uniforms.
I think it would be better on multiple levels. Jordan Love doesn't stand around and run in circles.
No, I know, but ever since I was playing, they always figure out the O-line.
The Packers?
Always.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, the Packers' O-line in the last 30 years has never been 25th, 27th, 28th in the league.
Think back to the times there was like a clear issue. And it's like the most recent one is the Marshall Newhouse era that I can think of. And that's a long time ago.
The Marshall Newhouse era.
Or the one, who's the kid they took out of Mississippi State?
That was Jared Sherrod.
But they figured it out.
Well, but like, even though in... He wasn't good his rookie year, and I have no idea if he would have been good, because then he ended up suffering, I mean, he broke his leg. Like, pretty, like, devastating injury.
Yeah.
He may have figured it out eventually, but the injury just, it ended his career.
I'm just proud of myself.
And, but they didn't even need him to play, because the offensive line was still fine without him.
I'm just proud of myself for not drinking the Kool-Aid.
The Bears Kool-Aid?
And I, whatever, you know, Ben Johnson's coming in, going to turn it around.
He's kind of a dork, too.
A little bit. He's a good coach.
I don't know. So, like, but it's just so weird. He just does weird things.
Yeah.
Like, when he comes in, decides to take a weird shot at Matt LaFleur, even though he doesn't know him. By the way, good luck against Matt this year, buddy. Number two, he's talking in his post-game press conference yesterday about the Lions, and like he, it almost seemed like he went out of his way to be like, oh, and their quarterback played well today. You coached him for the last how many ever years?
I know.
Years?
What is this, NASCAR?
Well, you can't, yeah, you can't call him, oh, and Jared played well today?
Yeah.
You can't call him by his name? It's just, it seems like he's trying to be this hardo.
Yeah.
And it's obviously just not working.
Yeah, you either have it or you don't.
I will say this, though, to Ben Johnson's credit, the only time the Bears have looked competent is on their opening drives.
Yeah.
They've scored touchdowns on both of their opening drives.
Yep.
And not so much after that.
All right, might as well move along right to Minnesota. Now I'll
just
give you credit.
Going down the checklist.
Now I'll give you credit.
Oh, thank
for
you.
That. Because you said McCarthy, I don't know if you said he's going to stink, but it's going to take him a little while.
Yeah, and it still might take him some time. Because as good as he looked in the fourth quarter against the Bears, that's how bad he looked all game yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that Kevin O'Connell, who I think everybody respects as a coach, everybody thinks that Kevin O'Connell's a good coach. He has the training wheels on J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Because he only threw the ball 21 times last night.
You can only do so much in terms of hiding your quarterback.
Yeah.
That's why Jared Goff, even though I think he still probably could use some, I think he's a little thought of too fondly. He clearly is better what we saw.
Correct.
Because of the way Ben Johnson and those coaches were around him. He improved his skills. J.J. McCarthy, a long way to go.
Yeah, he's a long way.
He's got some time. He needs some time. But again, because you're only throwing, it's not like, and again, not that we're going to talk about the Titans a ton, but after week one, like got a bunch of people who watch film bunch, like, man, I think he played pretty well in Tennessee. Cam Ward, number one overall pick. And they had him throw the ball 39 times. And there were a ton of drops, and he had some good throws, and his offensive line stinks. But a lot of people went, oh, okay. Like, they get some pieces around here. Like, Cam Ward could be something. Like, they're not even letting J.J. McCarthy try some of that stuff.
No.
They're trying to protect him the best they can.
Back to Detroit, though, I'm still not putting them as elite.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Even though they destroyed. I mean, they destroyed them. I'm not going to put them into that elite group.
But selfishly, watching them, I was rooting for them to put up more points yesterday. Oh, yeah. Because that to me just shows you how good this Packers defense is and everything that we talked about and got excited about on Friday after they demolished the Commanders. Like, it isn't hyperbole. Watching the Lions do what they did yesterday and put up a 50-burger on the Bears made me feel that much better about the Packers defense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're just flying around and just making things difficult on a team that they had 50 points with like 7 minutes left in the game.
Yeah. I think we learned more about the Bears and just how bad they are than we learned about the Lions.
I'm taking Kansas City out of the elites.
Ooh, a tier bump down.
Yes. But I'll tell you this, Philly. I don't know if you know this. Philly's good. They're beatable.
Yeah,
They're beatable. But I think what you saw yesterday is why home field advantage in the playoffs will be so big.
Okay.
Would you agree?
Well, because they might actually call a false start when they run the touch.
No kidding. Twice. Twice.
They're just getting a head start on everybody. Like even
lining up in the neutral zone every time.
Yeah. Even Dean Blandino like jumped on the broadcast. He's like, guys, I'm so sick of this play. It's just so hard to officiate.
Right, and to defend officials, which I never will do.
Except you're about to?
That split-second jump is so hard to see.
It is, yes.
It's not like the normal false start. It's like bang, bang. Mm-hmm. But it's very obvious when you watch it back every single time they do it. And every single time when they show the above view,
you can't even see the football.
The center's head's over the football. That's in the neutral zone.
The center gets leeway, though.
How much leeway?
He gets some. Not a ton, but he gets some.
He's getting a lot of leeway on that.
Because even play. As a snapper,
yeah.
I mean, you're not holding the ball way out here
to get
it out of the neutral zone.
Oh, correct.
So you do get some leeway.
But then the problem is those guards are oftentimes in line with their helmets are in line with the ball.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate that play. I really just hate it. I wish they did away with it.
Well, I think they're going to.
Yeah, I think we're
seeing
that.
You think so?
I think next year it's gone. It seems like if in week two everybody's already this exasperated by it, I think it's going to be gone.
But why do they have like a trademark on it is what I don't understand. Why don't other teams run it?
Because I think
other teams... Is it all Jalen Hurts?
I mean, part of it's Jalen Hurts because he can,
50%.
Like... Yeah, I mean...
He can squat 600 pounds. Supposed to
say, the dude can squat a semi-truck. And that's a big part of it. But also, in order to properly run it, you have to do those little advantages that are actually illegal that we're talking about. And I'm guessing it takes some time to A, have the courage to tell your center to do some of the illegal stuff, and B, be able to get away with it the way the Eagles do. It's like when the Legion of Boom existed.
Yeah.
Like, their plan was, hey, we're going to be physical as hell, and a lot of the stuff we do is not legal within the NFL rules. However, we're going to just dare the officials to flag us on every play, because we're going to be physical past 5 yards, we're going to do all these different things, and sometimes it's going to get called, but it's not always going to get called, and ultimately that's going to work out in our favor.
They shift the Overton window, as you would call it.
I just hate it. I think it's just...
Yeah, I think everybody does. I think everybody's over it.
Yeah. I think everybody really enjoyed to laugh at the Packers.
Yeah.
And then they see it play out. They see the obvious flags that should be thrown on it. And they go, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. I think at this point, the teams that voted not to get rid of it are kicking themselves.
And I don't know how they can... Because it is a dangerous play. If you look at both sides of the line, I mean, their heads are down and their butts are up in the air.
Yep.
Which exposes your neck.
Yep.
So I don't know. Not a fan.
Yeah, and it's a hard play. And then at the end of the game, like, I mean, I guess the joint possession goes to the offense, but, I mean, someone's trying to punch the ball out of Jalen Hurts. When's he down? When's he not down? Because most of the, you know, half the time, Hurts doesn't actually get down to the ground. He just kind of pushes forward and stops moving. So it's the forward progress stopping. When's that over? It's just, it's too hard of a play to officiate.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
They're good, though. They're
the Eagles? Oh, yeah.
I mean, they'll be number one, would be my guess.
In the power rankings?
Over Buffalo? I mean, Buffalo, we're fine against the Jets.
Buffalo just knew. Close to a win.
Yeah. I mean, going into Kansas City and winning, I would say, is impressive.
And that's a tough place to play.
Tough place to play.
Yeah, it's brutal. I don't think I ever won there. Yeah.
Lost twice. Lost in 96. And what, you would have played there in...
We played there in 90, a Monday night in 93, Marty Schottenheimer. Yeah.
Didn't go well for you
guys.
That's
a tough place to...
Yeah, so I the Eagles are number one.
There's only, my elites are Buffalo.
There's four.
Philly, Baltimore, Green Bay.
Probably it, huh?
Is that it, Joshy?
So I think that's it.
I think we're dropping, because we talked a lot about the six teams. And at this point, I think dropping the Chiefs and Lions down a rung is fair.
Who's the next one to pop in? Chargers?
I think they're the one who can go either way. Okay. They could be a tier three in 3 weeks, or they could be in one. You never know.
Here's the problem with the Chargers. I can just never trust them.
Uh-huh.
It's Harbaugh, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And Harbaugh is going to get to a Super Bowl eventually. Right?
I don't know.
He's done it everywhere.
What's more powerful, Harbaugh or the Chargers charging?
Oh, man. Those are two forces that are just going to be colliding. Place. That's just... Hey, I don't know which way I go there, because Chewy's right. I mean, Harbaugh has literally had success everywhere he's been. You know? He won a national championship in Michigan. Yeah, won a national championship in Michigan, went to a Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, I don't know if he does it or not with the Chargers, because the Chargers, like, they can't help themselves.
Yeah.
They just can't. Again, I go back to their quarterback last year, Justin Herbert, threw three interceptions in the regular season. And then because the Chargers got a Charger, he threw four in their playoff game.
Yeah. No, I get it. I just think Harbaugh's a difference maker there.
Oh, he 100% is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clearly elevated that team.
Oh, sure.
From just a year in a game.
Yes. Yeah, and they play tonight, so we'll get a better... They're knocking on the door.
Detroit's on the door. I mean, they can turn around. San Fran, I don't see them.
They're pretty beat up.
And they're old. And
I think they're a playoff team, and I think they probably win a game or two.
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd say one.
I think they're pretty good.
What do you think of the Rams?
Very good.
It can be elite or no?
They're a little young on that defense, even though the defense seems pretty damn good.
But I think if you're going to be young someplace, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
Defense is a young man's game.
Stafford didn't participate and looks fine.
Yeah. Like Washington, I don't see them climbing to a lead.
No.
No, there's some pieces missing.
They
there.
Built that team.
What
weird.
About what about the what about your Bucks? They play tonight.
I think defensively they can't get to elite.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of can win one playoff game and that's it. Fair?
I think that's fair. So right now we've got four elites.
No, five.
You keeping the Lions there?
Buffalo Philly, Baltimore,
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Oh, I thought I had one more.
No.
Okay, four.
That we always talked about, we dropped out Kansas City
and
then, Detroit.
Detroit. Okay, that's fair.
I think, and by the way, I still think like Kansas City.
They'll figure it out, but.
They've dug themselves a hole. Their offensive weapons are.
Kelsey's old and slow.
Stinky.
Yes. I mean, he's still effective, but he's just, God. You watch him come off the ball and it's.
You're talking about somebody literally doing it by themselves yesterday. Patrick Mahomes was doing everything he could.
Yeah.
His receivers.
Well, they were without Worthy. I don't think it would have made a difference in the game.
Without Worthy, Rice. Yeah. Like, Rice is the big impact maker there to me.
Philly's still better.
But he's still out for four games. Yeah, Philly's still better. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think Kansas City can get there. The problem is, how many games are they going to lose before they kind of get fully functional?
How much football did you guys watch yesterday?
A lot. I mean, so I do primetime on ESPN Radio, so I'm locked in all day long yesterday. I'm locked into the early games because we're talking about that. I'm locked into the afternoon games because we're on, updating everybody on them.
That's a shame.
How much football did you watch?
In and out.
It was an entertaining week.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good Sunday. It was a really good Sunday football.
I watched predominantly Bears-Lions until it got into a Philly.
So what, to the second
Philly,
quarter?
City.
I was gonna say. For a half?
Yeah.
I guess toward the end of the first half is when the Lions really started kind of pulling away.
Yeah. All right.
We feel great about the pack. It's a mini victory Monday. That's what we're going to call it here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But hey, let me tell you, if you're still looking to play some good golf, and there is still plenty of time, you've got half of September and October, it's a great time to be joining at Wisconsin Country Club. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums, an incredible challenging golf course, top-tier amenities like tennis, pickleball, and the pool. I have really enjoyed the food this year. The food's been fantastic at Wisconsin Country Club, and of course, I'm there because I love the golf. Challenging golf course, awesome practice facilities, too. So if you don't have time to get out there and play an entire round or nine holes, you can just go to the range or work on your game in the short game area. We've got two different little short game area greens. It is great. Get started today. WisconsinCountryClub.com. It's just a fairway away.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh said it's garbage.
I'm so glad that Josh is getting a front row seat.
He said it's garbage. It doesn't work. Chewy, am I right or wrong?
We call that a setup in the biz.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you ever been close to tragedy? Close to folks you have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy?
Let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We have trusted Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, not just at ESPN Milwaukee, but a lot of us personally, like me. I needed a new front door. They came through my house, looked at my windows. Yeah, you're probably good there, but look, I really need a new front door. And they walked me through so many different customizable options before we landed on the perfect front door for my house. And look, I understand there are some apprehensions when you're inviting people into your house the way that you have to with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But their vision is to be the company that people want to do business with, and they're never going to lead you astray. Again, it can be overwhelming, the number of options they have, but they're always going to point you in the right direction. Order by the end of the month, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Visit PellaWI.com today. WisconsinCountryClub.com. It's just a fairway away.
I'll own it.
Well, so here's the problem.
I thought my microphone was off.
It most certainly was not.
It's not. All right, it's my fault.
Fairway away. It's cartoonish. Like, how? You haven't had anything but your meal.
Wait.
That wasn't that bad. I thought it was worse. Huh?
It wasn't good.
We love to burp in the facility, and you said. No, it doesn't work.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say you can take the player out of the facility. You can't take the facility out of the player. That doesn't.
I think that works.
Does that work?
I think that works for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that works for you. Because here's the issue that I have. Because I was going to talk about this. Today is your last show.
Yes.
For 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Is it more than 2 weeks or just 2 weeks?
I think I'm out all the way up until 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you are going on a European cruise.
European vacation.
Yeah. Oh, vacation. Yes. Not a cruise. Last year was the cruise.
A riverboat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Doing a little gambling on the riverboat?
I'm excited.
Well, but so excited. That's the thing. You're about to leave for 2 weeks. You clearly have some senioritis going on. You're not turning off your microphone.
No, I'm still bringing value, but just not that. It's like when you get old in your career, like Kelsey, you know, he'll do a little bit, but he ain't doing much more than that.
Although I will say this.
I way overpack too. And I normally don't do this because I have no idea how to pack.
Because you don't know what the weather's going to be like?
They say the weather's kind of like here. Could be 65, could be 80.
Mm-hmm.
So
how much difference in your wardrobe is
65 and 80?
Yeah.
Oh, huge.
Huge.
You wear a t-shirt
and
shorts
everywhere.
Well, it's
more at night.
Okay.
I don't know why you have to dress up. Why can't you just go on a vacation, a cruise or whatever, and say, you want to wear this? You can wear this. Right?
Because...
And here's the problem, Gabe. This is the problem. I hate collared shirts. Hate them. Hate them to death. Now...
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen you in a collared shirt.
I hate them. I hate them. But here's the thing. So I love the Anatex that I was telling you about.
Yeah, good point.
My uni. But it doesn't have a collar. Mm-hmm. It's got a hood. Now you can wear it on the golf course, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wear it to dinner.
Mm-hmm. So I understand where you're coming from. However... If you saw someone, if you went out to a nice restaurant here in Milwaukee, you and Angie, you're taking her out. Let's say it's an anniversary, birthday, what have you. You're going out to a nice place.
Yes.
People are dressed up.
Yes.
And then you see one person in a t-shirt and shorts over in the corner. You're coming in the show the next day. You won't believe what I saw last night. Beautiful place. But if the vacation rule that you want to apply applies to that person, then you can't complain about that person that shows up in a t-shirt and shorts.
That's fair. It's fair. I don't know how it works in Europe, though. Like, do you think on a golf course in Spain, you could wear an Anatech? Or do you have to wear collared shirt?
I'd like to think that most golf courses have caught up with, I guess, and I'm putting this in air quotes so nobody come after me for saying golf fashion, right? Like, I think you could kind of wear whatever, unless it's an incredibly nice course where it says, hey, you have to have a collar, you have to have... So if there's a dress code at the restaurant, and again, really nice restaurants, typically... will have a dress code. And I'm guessing the same thing applies over in Europe, that some places do have a dress code. Maybe your upscale places that maybe you and Angie want to go would have that dress code.
Okay.
Isn't the general consensus Americans travel to Europe and are consistently underdressed and are consistently wearing what is ostensibly pajamas for a lot of people in Europe?
Fashion's much bigger in Europe. Right?
Yes.
And I told Angie, because she's a little concerned. Now, she underpacked. But I said the thing about her...
You guys pulled the old switcheroo.
Well, she the thing about her, overpacked. She can actually go over there and go shopping. I can't.
You're too big.
They ain't going to have 2XLT. So I'm stuck with what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Angry, who's going with us, the Lederhosen, listen to this. He's an engineer, right?
Yeah.
So he took all the buttons off his Lederhosen and replaced it with Velcro for when you got to take a leak. I don't know how to unbutton these things to take a leak. And it's thick leather. I don't think I can lift the leg up and you
sneak
know.
sneak out the back door there.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term.
It's a side door more
side
like
side door,
it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. But I could probably take a leak in my shorts and no one would ever know.
I would avoid urinating in your pants, personally.
I've done it before in Buffalo. I was going on to kickoff return.
Yeah, guess what?
What?
Finish the story.
I know. I had another pair of pants in the locker room. So. Yeah. So it was right before halftime. We're in Buffalo. It's 90. I drank way too much water, and I had to take a leak. And I'm like, if I go out on kickoff return and get hit, I'm going to whiz myself right there. So I figured it was better to do it on the sidelines.
Instead of getting hit and being forced to?
Correct.
Yeah.
Was that a good choice?
I think that was a good choice.
Okay.
And you're not the only... You're certainly not the first. won't be the last person to urinate in their pants on an NFL field.
I feel like that's less common now that we have the pop-up tent.
Yes, that's where they go now.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though you're not supposed
that
to.
That is the one thing I can't believe. Well, social media isn't what it... There was no social media back there.
Yeah.
But Brett used to do it at least 3 times a year. All the quarterbacks would stand around him. He would take a plastic bag and whiz into that, and no one would notice. Like, when you go to the stands, you sat in the stands, right, before? Mm-hmm. How much are you looking at the sideline?
Not too often.
Really?
Not too often. Because, again, you're looking at what's going on the field. Like, so when I went to I went to the Packers-Bears game last year.
Yeah.
And we looked at the sideline a little bit because Jordan got hurt, had the elbow injury, left the game.
Yeah.
So we were watching the sideline to see if he was going to be able to come back into the game at all.
See, I would be far more interested in the sideline than the game.
Yeah, that's where you're in the minority. Pretty big minority there.
Really?
What do you mean more interested in the sideline?
I think it's more interesting to me. You know, who's getting yelled at? Who's hanging out? No.
You think the clicks amongst the team is more interesting than the NFL football taking place?
I find it more interesting. Unless you start getting down into the red zone when you're going to score. It's like
between the
casual fan.
Chewy is just staring
at
the
casual
sideline.
Fan, and I don't blame them, they follow the football.
Yeah.
And you miss so much when you follow the football.
Which is why we do the L22.
Yes.
That's why we do the L22.
Yeah. So, yeah.
However, so again, not the first, won't be the last to urinate yourself on an NFL field. And I'm sure people at Oktoberfest, I'm sure they urinate themselves as well. Oh. Not as socially acceptable to do it over there.
Have you seen some of the videos that come out every year from Oktoberfest?
No.
There's a lot more than urinating themselves going on around there.
What? Serious?
Yeah.
Get a little hammed.
How crazy is that going to be? Is it going to be like Mardi Gras?
Yes.
Got to imagine, yeah. Got to imagine. I mean, it very well could be the highlight of the trip. I'm not sure. But I'm excited to see the pictures of you and Lederhosen.
Yes. But the advice we've got is don't buy cheap stuff because they will make fun of you.
Yeah.
Cheap Lederhosen. Mm-hmm. And Angie got her dress shortened, which can be taboo. From a, I don't know whether it's disrespect or what.
I have no
idea.
But
she doesn't like dresses below the knee.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I benefit, but I don't know what everyone else is going to say about it.
How everybody else is going to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine after getting a couple of drinks, if somebody says something to your wife about her dress being short, that's not going to end well for anybody.
No.
So you got to be on your toes.
Yeah, pal. I know. I got to be good. But angry's got a trigger, too. So,
Wait, are you telling me that you are taking a trip to a European countries?
Yes.
And you're going to be the most responsible one?
My nickname's Chewy. It's not Angry.
Yeah, I understand.
He has the nickname Angry for a reason.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand. You're the one that's got to be responsible for everybody?
Which
because
is
whenever you
scary.
Go, whenever you're out as a group, whether you're going on a big trip like this or just going out like Joshy does on a Saturday night, usually there is going to be one person who's a little more responsible than everybody else to try to make sure that everybody gets to where they need to get.
What is the music going to be? Is it going to be like Coldplay or is it going to be like German music?
I would bet because I'm sure you'd hear the traditional German music, but I bet a lot of the places, if you know anything about German, it's like techno and electronic music.
What is that called?
They're clubs.
I know, but what is it called? There's EDMs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I learned EDMs. That from the kids. What is it called?
It's EDM. You said EDMs, like it's M&Ms.
Oh.
You'll guide it.
This is going to be...
I just hope you make it back.
I just That's don't know. I hope I got enough bail money is what I hope.
Because
my wife, she'll let me stay in there.
Oh, yeah.
Until we leave.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Let you think about it a bit.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, hopefully Chewy does rejoin us in 2 weeks. But he's got, as we just learned, he's got a little bit of senioritis going on. Guys, I am telling you, no matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. So I've been telling you about Mantality, and I've been using Mantality for a while. All right, so what do they do? Well, they treat low testosterone. And it can be an issue, like I said, for any guy. If you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy, not even just to get through your day, but to attack the day like you once used to. Those are all signs of low testosterone. I thought those were signs of just getting a little bit older. Just thought, okay, this is the new normal. Got to get used to it. You don't have to. That's not the way it can't, has to be. Not if you use Mantality. Go to their website, mentalityhealth.com/radio. Mentalityhealth.com/radio. Book an appointment. Just go through the process. You get a blood panel done at the end. And if your testosterone levels are low, you get to work with Mantality. And it's not a, oh, here's your stuff, be on the way. It's not one size fits all. It is a customized testosterone treatment solution just for you. And every 12, 13 weeks, you go back, you get checked on, make sure your levels are where they need to be, make sure you're still good to go. There's no better, safe, and insured medical solution available. So go to mentalityhealth.com/radio. They allow treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mantality and their low testosterone treatments, mentalityhealth.com/radio.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
With a dedicated Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank knows what success looks like. For 15 years, we've been serving businesses, organizations, and individuals in the area with a longstanding commitment to the healthcare and not-for-profit sectors. Whether it's expansion to commercial payments, Fifth Third offers a full suite of financial services and solutions to navigate your organization's complex needs. Experience the difference with Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC. On the Cardinals Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776, TNP Walkie, two things. One, said he drafted Joe Burrow only twice in his lifetime on his fantasy teams, both times injured from multiple games, never again. And we'll get to that in a second. Know what he would make sure if he was packed on a European riverboat trip? NFL Red Zone. Chewy, do you have Red Zone packed?
Yes. But it's 9 hours.
Yeah, the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, time difference. And I'm not even sure, again, your streaming service is drastically different.
Yeah.
So when I went last year, when I went to Scotland with our on the T trip,
mm-hmm.
Packers were playing the Cardinals. And I have YouTube TV, and obviously, I mean, if I had a VPN, I could have made it work. But I didn't. So none of my YouTube TV stuff worked. Again, I know you've got this streaming service that may or may not be illegal. So I ended up having to like purchase the game for $10. So I purchased the game, was able to use my laptop, and we used an HDMI cord to hook it up to one of the TVs in the places we were staying at. So at least we could watch the Packers game. But I don't know, even if you're going to have time to watch all
these
different
things. Well, hold on. Do they play at noon?
The Packers played at noon.
So that's 9 for me over there.
Mm-hmm. And then they
I'm not sure what city I'll be in, but I'm sure I'd be able to find a bar over there that has it or no? I mean, people watch NFL football in Europe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No?
I think it depends on the size of the city, I'm mm-hmm. sure, to an extent you're staying in. Because there's definitely NFL bars probably in every major city where people watch.
But all I need is internet, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, then I'll be fine. Yeah, I'll be good.
Plus, it's Packers-Browns. But you're going to be back by the 28th, right?
I think that's Sunday. I'm not sure what time we get in, but it'll be that Sunday, and they're playing at Dallas. My guess is that's a 3:25 game.
That is Sunday night football.
So I will be able to, depends how whacked I am with jet lag.
Yeah. But you know, so trying to keep an eye on the NFL, but as TNP Walkie had pointed out, Joe Burrow, Adam Schefter reporting this morning, he's undergoing surgery on his turf toe, expected missing minimum of 3 months. Why are we talking about that? Well, because the Green Bay Packers play them in their next home game. The next time the Packers are inside Lambeau Field, it will be against the Cincinnati Bengals, and it will be without Joe Burrow.
They're favored against them anyways at home. probably be five or six. Now it'll be
they're the fakest double digits. 2-0 team.
They're what?
Said they're the fakest 2-0 team right now.
Whoa. Well, because Burrow's hurt?
Well, yes. And just like the games they've won, it hasn't. They've had 7 yards in the second half yesterday. I mean, 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks ago. Like they're not as good as their record shows, and I think we're gonna see. I mean, Jake Browning's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Pretty good. Yesterday. Well, like,
yeah, he's backup quarterback. Backup quarterback. The only thing that matters is did you win the game?
Yeah, but they're done. They might as well put Joe Burrow on IR because you read off their schedule.
Yeah.
Hey. See ya.
I wanted to fight Chewy on that, Josh, so bad. Like, well, he's fine. Like, he kept them afloat a couple of years ago. So they play at the Vikings coming up this Sunday, which I think is a winnable game. Then they're at the Broncos. It's a little tougher.
Yeah.
How do you feel about home against the Lions?
Not great.
At the Packers?
No.
That's a loss.
And then a nice little reprieve here. Steelers, Jets, and Bears.
Okay.
Okay.
Then Steelers, Patriots. Ravens, Bills, Ravens.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's three more, so. Yeah, goodbye. You think Mike Brown's mad that he signed Hendrickson now?
Just gave him 16 mil.
Yeah.
14, whatever it was, to get him to 30 mil this year.
No, that's a win.
Yeah.
So, not that it wasn't a win before, but it's a little more comfortable win now.
Yeah. Well, they might have challenged the defense.
When you face somebody like Joe Burrow, even when your defense is as good as the Packers defense, you face a quarterback like that, you're like, okay, we got to make sure we're on top of it today. Can't have any little lapses in the back end because that's somebody who will make you pay. Yeah.
Have we?
Best of luck to you, Jake Browning, against Jeff Hafley in this defense.
Can we do something a little fun here?
What's that?
2-0 start.
Yep.
15 games left. Chewy, do you want to update your win-loss schedule game? Because we've seen a little bit from each team here. The Packers got 2 wins to start. I think most people were expecting 1-1 for these first 2 weeks for the Packers.
Hold on. 1-1 without Parsons or 1-1 with Parsons?
Without,
yes.
Yeah. I think, because
I would agree.
When the schedule came out, we went, if they go 1-1 of those first two, we're going to feel pretty good about what this team can do.
All right.
You mean update my how I think they're going to finish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll run through it here.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I'm just going to keep track of losses because I think it's...
Yes.
At the Browns.
That's a win.
At the Cowboys.
That's a win.
Home against the Bengals.
That's a win.
At the Cardinals.
How Cardinals are 2-0 too?
They held on for dear life against the Panthers.
You want to update your fakest 2-0 team?
Yeah, that's true. Those two are going to be in a battle for it.
But letdown game, hot. There's one of those. There's one in the schedule somewhere. I just don't know where it is. I won't say it's there.
I'll say
that's a win.
We'll keep those because, every team has a letdown game. We'll decide between the other options.
At the Steelers.
That's a win.
Home against the Panthers.
Is that a letdown game? That's a win.
Home against the Eagles.
They play the Eagles this year, huh?
Play the Eagles on Monday Night Football at home, at Lambeau Field.
I want them to lose.
Meaning they have to get some L's in there to feel...
No, I want them to lose because when you go or you have to go out to Philly, it's better that I think you lose during the regular... I'm going to say they lose, which is a good thing.
I don't know if
that's a
good
thing. I want them
to lose. I want them to have that aura about Lambeau Field again. And if you lose that game, it's hard to have it.
I'm just going to say they lose, and I want them to lose. I think losing is a good thing.
Okay. All right, so we've got home against the Eagles as a loss. At the Giants.
That's a win.
Home against the Vikings.
That's a win.
Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving.
I'll say that's a loss.
Okay. At Lions. So we're at 2. Home against the Bears.
Home again, that's a win.
At the Broncos.
How many games are left?
4, including this one.
I'll say that's a win.
Okay. At the Bears.
That's a win.
Home against the Ravens.
I'll say that's a loss.
And then at the Vikings.
And that's a win.
So you've got them for 3 losses.
Yes.
14-3.
Is that good enough to win it all? I mean, get home field, the number one seed.
You'd certainly hope so.
It wasn't last year.
It wasn't? Oh, that's right.
Because the Vikings went 14-3. The Lions went 15-2.
Yeah. Remember this was a hard schedule?
But the problem is if they lose to Philly.
I do remember when it was a hard schedule. I really do. But again, it helps that the Cowboys absolutely stink now.
Yes.
The Bengals are going to be lost without their quarterback. We saw what the Steelers are. Now, again, the Eagles is still a tough game.
Yeah.
The Ravens, still a tough game.
Uh-huh.
And Detroit at Detroit is
a tough game. That'll be a tough game. Because they're only going to get better. And then they're going to be at home on the short week. You have to travel there. It's Thanksgiving. It's tough.
I think also that Broncos game, those games can get squirrely against such a good defense like that.
Mm-hmm.
Things can happen there that you might. But I think the Packers are clearly a better team. But that's
offensively, yes.
Yeah, that's a losable game.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not one I'd be super disappointed by either. It's like, well, you went and lost to a pretty decent playoff team.
But again, it was a hard schedule before they went and dominated what we still believe are going to be two of the better teams in the NFC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did also...
Offensively... Need a little more, I think.
Packers?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
Need a little more.
They've left points on the table first 2 weeks.
But that's what... Honestly, that's what makes me feel good, is that Jordan Love agrees with that assessment.
Yes.
The fact that he's not out there like, oh, yeah, we're just rolling. No, hey, I left some throws out there. We need to be better offensively. We need to be more efficient. That's what he's saying after those two games makes me feel better.
Also, I just want to do this.
Reddit.
You're getting a little toady there, bud.
Who, me?
Three lost Packers.
I'm a realist. I'm a realist. I was going to go two. Huh? I still may go two.
Reddit.
You still don't want to come on board when it comes to Golden with me.
No, heavens.
Josh, it's going to be 45 to 50 catches this year.
No, he's going to break out in one of these weeks, and then you're going to start to pull back.
You
beep,
think?
Beep.
I mean, with Redown, it should improve his numbers.
I mean, he had a two-touchdown game that Jordan Love screwed for him.
I'm more upset by the first one that he underthrew.
Yes.
Because the second one,
overthrows happened.
It was a bomb, but like Golden cooked.
Yes.
And if you throw that ball toward the back of the end zone, it's an easy touchdown. Instead, he underthrew it, and the ball, like, Golden cooked so much that the ball was violently underthrown, and the defensive back barely got there to break it up.
The one thing that has me worried about Golden is just the defense being this good. You just might not need to use really any of the passing weapons as much as you'd hope. Because if you're going to just maintain leads and be ahead, that's a whole different game.
And that's part of I need more out of the offense is I need a little more in the rushing side of things, you know? I mean, Josh Jacobs, and he doesn't want to be hitting stride week two or week three. So they'll be fine.
I think a lot of that also is teams going, hey, you're not going to beat us with the run. And then Jordan Love, despite not being.
Well, they're going to have to pivot.
Defenses? Eventually.
Yeah. I mean, these next 2 weeks, pivot whatever way you want. You're not going to win.
Do your best.
Right?
Good luck, champ.
Yeah. It's all about staying healthy. That's it. 1,000%. Health is going to determine where they're going to be at the end of the year.
And this was something that, you know, obviously in 2010, you know, they had how many ever, what is it, 16 guys on IR, whatever the number was.
Yeah.
It was a high number. And they were beat up, but they were healthy at the right position. Same thing with you guys. You guys went through a lot of injuries in 96, but Brett stayed healthy. Reggie stayed healthy. Roy stayed healthy.
Yeah.
You know, like the studs, those three Hall of Famers all stayed healthy, so you're able to keep it afloat while other guys like yourself, like Frey, were, you know, missed a few games and then were able to get healthy for the stretch.
Right? And then we lost Robert.
Yeah, you lost Robert.
Which there's going to be, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So just...
And this team has suffered some injuries along the offensive line, right? So to me, it's about avoiding the big catastrophic injuries, whether we're talking about Jordan, whether we're talking about Micah Parsons.
Yeah. J.B. McKinney.
Who's on that level? McKinney. Jacobs. Is
Love,
Cooper there yet?
Love. Parsons.
Cooper would hurt, but I feel like they have enough bodies at that position where... It certainly wouldn't be as good, but it's still going to be good enough.
Yeah, you'd notice a difference.
And then losing Keyshawn would sting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That would sting.
Because Keyshawn has been probably the most underrated Packer through two games.
Yes.
Through three seasons.
probably do that a while. But again, that's why I felt good about that, because Keyshawn Nixon has always answered every... We talk about that with Rashid Walker, how he's won every competition. Every time the Packers have asked Keyshawn Nixon to do more, he has come through and passed the test.
Mm-hmm.
And he is passing the test through two games so far this season. There was an incident at AmFam on Saturday night. We dive into that coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If you want to have some great frozen pizza, Connie's, the cornmeal dusted crust, all natural ingredients. What's not to love with Connie's frozen pizza? Right now, a BOGO sale going on at Pick and Save in Metro Market stores, so you can enjoy pizzeria quality without the pizzeria prices. So stock up. This BOGO deal valid through September 30th at your local Pick and Save in Metro Markets. But Connie's, I hadn't had it until a couple of weeks ago for like a little while. You know, you get excited about all the other stuff that Palermo's has going on there. Connie's crust, it's just so unique for a frozen pizza. Like, you can't get anything like it. Again, that little cornmeal dusted crust in the bottom, it's so good. So what are you waiting for? BOGO right now. Connie's frozen pizza at Pick and Save in Metro Market stores.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought Salvation every time Army. That they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I want to tell you about a new partner we have here at ESPN Milwaukee. It's Events by Design. I have seen firsthand a lot of the different things that Events by Design can do. They can help you boost culture, captivate, and with captivating corporate events like appreciation parties, brand activations, and more. So if you need help on a big party or small party, there's no limit that they have at Events by Design. For example, I've seen them put together the Bucks Soiree. It was an amazing event last winter that I went to, where the Bucks have, it's just a big fancy event. But then they've also done small things. Like for us at our golf outing, they did walk-up songs in the 14th hole, and it just added that little bit. Plus, I was at the night market last Wednesday. It's a popular event. It's right out in front here on Wisconsin Avenue. If you haven't been, they lend support for that too, helping put together the night market. So again, they can do things big, little, small. And if you're thinking about that holiday party, and if you run a business, you should be thinking about that right now. Why not contact Events by Design and let them help you out? Retain top talent. Invest in that culture today. Search online, Events by Design. They design, you party. But I could never live the way they want. Ken Rosenthal seems to be the latest ire of Brewers fans, Chew. I showed you the video.
Yeah.
So the Brewers were playing on Saturday night against the St. Louis Cardinals. And we found out earlier in the day that they had already clinched a playoff berth. But they won the game in dramatic fashion. They were down by 3 runs in the ninth inning, rally for 3 runs in the ninth, give up a run in the tenth, score 2 runs in the tenth to win the game. Unlikely win for the Brewers. Andrew Monasterio, once again, ends up being the hero, hitting a walk-off base hit, scoring the game-winning run. So after the game, because the game's on national television, he's being interviewed by Ken Rosenthal, who is, you know, the dugout sideline guy for Fox. And yeah, if you've ever watched a baseball game or watched an interview, I mean, Sophia Minnertz, our friend Sophia Minnert, she's gotten soaked a couple of times by the Gatorade bath that you get after you hit the walk-off hit. So Rosenthal, in the middle of the interview, sees the Gatorade bath coming for Monasterio. So he starts to back away, starts backpedaling out of there. And he trucks and runs over the Brewers team photographer, who is down like on a knee taking pictures of this interview. And then he just stares him down. No, my bad. No, I'm sorry. And I'm just, look. I know Ken Rosenthal doesn't have the greatest reputation. I know there are some Brewers fans who are upset with his line of questioning of the Miz at the All-Star game during that. But if you want to upset Mark Murphy, run over the team photographer and don't apologize. Like, because that guy is beloved. What did I say?
Mark.
Oh, Pat Murphy. I got my Murphys confused.
Oh, I'm sure it upset Mark Murphy.
Yeah, I'm sure it's upset Mark. He threw out a first pitch this weekend.
It upset me.
But run over the team's photographer and see how cordial Pat Murphy's going to be to you when you want to do these interviews that you do during the game.
I do want to add that not only did he kind of do the stare down, he gave a head shake as he like walked away.
I know, and he's like 5'1", like wearing a bow tie. Like, ooh, that's a crazy stare down, bro. I mean, God forbid they clinch the playoffs and the photographer wants to take a picture. You know what I mean? It's just like...
Joshy, we'll see. Let me know if I'm doing this right. What is it with you and your generation? You can't say I'm sorry when you bump into somebody?
I apologize.
What is it with your generation?
I apologize for letting out air at the end of a break because I thought my microphone. I said, that's on me.
He did. You know what? He did own that.
Yeah.
I guess
that's...
Wait, wait. Play it again.
Yeah.
Wait, wait.
What was that? It doesn't even sound like a burp. It
I
just sounds like
I don't even know what
going,
it is.
Ew.
What is that? It's, to me, it's the... at the end, like, you're just so relieved that you got that first noise out of you.
I know.
Just, oh, okay, now I can finally relax.
The poor photographer, too, you know?
Yeah, and he looked like, again, accidents happen, you're trying to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Just, hey, just, and I know you're on TV, just tap your chest, hey, my bad, I'm sorry.
Or how about, a, oh, sorry, yeah. I didn't see you there.
Oh,
there.
He was, Rosenthal got torched online yesterday.
There's a few things that you can always sort of... make judgments about people's character. When you bump into somebody, you accidentally knock someone down, if it's not reflexive for you to go, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, are you okay?
When I broke the umpire's nose in Pittsburgh when he jumped in front of me and I was running a crossing route,
yeah,
I stopped and went to help the dude up because his face was smashed.
Yes. And that's
Wasn't that nice of me?
If I'm backing up and I like feel myself,
yes,
like it's, I like instinctively, yes, put my arms out and I'm like, hey, my bad, yeah, I'm sorry. Like it's almost...
Your
but again,
guy.
upset my guy. It's clearly your guy.
Not my guy.
Your generation. Can't say I'm sorry.
How old is he?
62.
That's not my generation.
Sorry, pal.
I got some bad news, brother.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, more in 2 minutes.